You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Double for Your Trouble by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
It's been a prophetic revival. I mean, the prophetic word came through Pastor Chandler on Wednesday. The prophetic word came from Bishop Bailey on last night. Man, this is a prophetic revival, y'all. Those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I thought it was so good that this is the year to double, because the number 9, because this is 2019, the number 9 represents harvest. And we heard the word from Pastor Chandler on Sunday that the harvest has come. The harvest is now. So the number 9 represents harvest. And you see that reference scripture is Matthew 9, 37, 30. I just want to mention that. I'm not going there. I'm just mentioning it. But you take that home and you study it. And also number 9 means fullness. And we see in Ephesians 3, 19 that you might be filled with the fullness of God. That was Paul's prayer for the saints. So God said, this is going to be a time of us experiencing the fullness of the Lord. Going back to something, because the Lord began to deal with me. And I'm going back to this word, the harvest. Lord, and just the Spirit of the Lord just reminded me. The Lord said, get your sickle ready and prepare to reap the harvest. Make room for more. Declutter. Because the harvest has come. This year we will see harvest. He says, strengthen yourself to prepare for growth and expansion. You have to be ready for this harvest. I don't want to hang around there too much because I got a lot of other places I need to go. But I know the Spirit of the Lord is ministering to some, particularly about strengthening yourself to prepare for growth and expansion. Don't let growth catch you unprepared. Do not let expansion catch you not ready, because the harvest is going to come. And then I already mentioned it means fullness. And God says he's going to fill himself, us up with himself. We're going to experience the fullness of God, that he's going to fill us with his glory and fill us with his presence. That also means fruitfulness. The number 9 represents fruitfulness. And there's a reference scripture of Psalms 1 and 3 that every season you will see fruit. Your leaf will not wither. The Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me. He said, it will not be, those of you in business for yourself, you will not have an off-peak season. That every month you're going to experience fruit. Somebody said, I receive it. We also see that number 9 represents the gifts of the Spirit. You see the reference script, 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, that this year, this we're going to start to experience as the body of Christ, us no longer being motivated and led by our soul. That we'll be led by our Spirit. And that we'll begin to have the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to go to the gifts. The fruit of the Spirit. And we're going to begin walking the love of God, the joy, the peace, all of that. And it also means 9 gifts of the Spirit. What's up, Orangeburg? What's up, Florence? How y'all doing? That this year, we're going to see the gifts of the Spirit fill the church. That's 1 Corinthians 12 and 8, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And this right here tried to distract me. This last one the Lord began dealing with me about is gestation. The number 9 is the months that a child, a baby, gestates in the womb. God says some of you going to give birth naturally and spiritually. This year, those who've been believing God to get pregnant, God said your womb will be able to conceive seed and hold on to it. So God began to deal with me that prepare for birth. As I came to church, it was just such a heaviness came on me, the spirit of intercession. Those of you who get in a place of prayer and begin to intercede, you experience a weightiness. And God said, that's the place of intercession. And you also saw that Elijah, when he began to pray for rain, he got in a position of crouching, which is also the Hebrew woman's position of giving birth. So God began to deal with me. He said, as you begin to intercede, as you begin to call on the name of the Lord, as you begin to cry out for what he has promised you, as you begin to get in that place of prayer, what's not right in your womb, what's not right, God said, I'm going to fix it. What's been causing you disheartening, discouragement of not experiencing conception and being able to hold on to seed, God said, I'm going to work a miracle in your womb. Because also it means number 9 is the gifts of the Spirit. And gifts of the Spirit, one of the gifts of the Spirit are healing, and another one is miracles. And God said, we're going to begin to see miracles and healing in the church. But as we get in that place of prayer that prepares us for giving birth, we're going to see God move. So somebody said, this is the year of the double. Now let's go to Isaiah 61, the fourth verse, and going through the 8th verse, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. And it says, they, somebody say us, will rebuild the ancient ruins. I want you to underline that. We'll be back to that. Repairing cities destroyed long ago. Underline that. We're going to go back to that. They will revive them. Though they have been deserted, and one translation says devastated for many generations. We're going to go back to that. Foreigners will be your servants. They will feed your flocks and plow your field and tend your vineyards. You will be called priests of the Lord, ministers of our God. You will feed on treasures of nations and boast in their riches. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land. Somebody say, I receive it. And everlasting joy will be yours. Why? The 8th verse. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering. Anybody gone through anything? And make an everlasting covenant with them. I want to read the 7th verse from the Message translation. Because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be double. My subject for tonight is double for my trouble. I would say your trouble, but I'm going to make it personal. Double for my trouble. As Bishop began to preach this on New Year's Eve, some things began to quicken within me. It's like a snapshot memory. Things that I experienced, things that I've gone through, some things I had to endure, it came start coming up. And I start wondering, why am I in 2015? And why am I thinking about 2016? And what's going on? Why am I distracted by 2017? Well, the Spirit of the Lord said, there's something I want to handle for you. There's some stuff that you endured that you shouldn't have had to endure. I've been alerted and I've been watching. You thought you this was something that you was just going to have to tolerate and swallow and be okay with. He said, but every tear that you shed, I collected it in a jar. And he said, I've counted your tears for this year. And as a result of every tear that you cried, every sleepless night that you endured, everything that was stolen from you that should have been yours, the money that you lost, the things you had to deal with, God said, I'm going to give you, Marsha, double for your trouble. So I'm making this personal tonight. God said this year of the double is a personal word. And say not your, but my. So somebody said, I'm going to get double for my trouble. There's some things, Bishop, I don't want to go through Bishop's message, but he talked about shame and he talked about confusion and he talked about wrongdoing. And one of the things, one of the definitions of the word shame the Lord began to deal with me about is about delay and it's disappointment. And it's like you don't understand why this thing is not happening. And God says some of you are been confused about the delay of your promise and the delay of your breakthrough and the delay of your healing and the delay of what God has showed you. This is not something you came up with. This is something God, the Spirit of the Lord, told you that you will do this business or you will have a child or you, and it's not happening. God said, for your delay, I'm going to give you double. There's some things that have been tried, the enemy been trying to intercept and try to derail, but what has happened, you stayed in faith. You stayed coming to church. You kept showing up. You kept doing the word, even though and on the inside you're bleeding, even though tears are streaming down your face, even though you're hurt, God said you kept doing what I told you to do. Some of you said you heard the word last order stands, and you kept doing the last order that God had gave you. You kept showing up, even though you're confused and don't understand. I'm sowing, I'm returning my tithe, I'm living holy, I'm doing what you call me to do, but it seems like I'm always next in line. It seems like nothing is working, nothing is coming together, that the more I try to do, the more things go left. But God said, I'm settling the score. I'm settling the matter that this year you're going to see my hand. This year, I'm going to show myself strong. 2015, there was some large amount of money that it was in connection with my mother that I had to figure out what had to happen. And it wasn't right. Confusion. 2016, had to come up with some more money. I'll pay you back. Nothing came my way. Wrongdoing. There's things that God showed me and told me that he was going to do. I've done everything he told me to do. Standing waiting for the breakthrough. Standing waiting for the turnaround. Standing waiting through the promise. Confused. God, where are you? Am I by myself here tonight? God said, double for my trouble. Orangeburg, double for your trouble. Florence, double for your trouble. And I don't know who has gone through some stuff, but if you stand on your feet with a loud voice and shout unto God, I want my double for my trouble. I believe heaven gonna move on your behalf. This is only for the ones. Glory! Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah! Double for my trouble. Double for my pain I went through. Every tear I shed, every night I stayed awake, I'm declaring double for my trouble. Glory to God for what I went through that I didn't understand. Double for my trouble. Yes, Selah. Selah. Think about it. That's what I've been doing since Bishop been preaching this word. It's come on the heels when the Spirit of the Lord gave us a word in women's Bible study that we're not going out empty. And as he began to deal with us on that word, what began to happen is the spirit of faith began to rise up on the inside of us. See, every attack you've gone through, every disappointment you had to deal with, every frustration that you had to handle, all those things are assignment. Those have been darts, those have been arrows sent to cause you to become discouraged and become weary with battle and doubt God. And so you become tempered in your praise and subdued in your enthusiasm, because Satan knows if you show up with expectation this year, what God has promised will come to pass, because all his promises are yes and amen. And the church is in a prophetic moment in the kingdom of God. And what Satan knows that, and he knows, but he wants us not to be in the flow. Somebody say, I'm going to be in the flow. So God said, I got you. I got this. So what we're going to see happening through the double is retribution. Punishment inflicted on someone for wrongdoing towards you. God says, vengeance is mine. That's something I kept hearing. God said, Marsha, I got you. Vengeance is mine. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You will not have to fight this battle, because the battle is the Lord. God said, I got you. So God said, I'm going to handle those things. Recompense and compensation you're going to see. This is money. I try to look for a different definition, but it's money, y'all. Money given for injury and suffering. And money stolen and held up. Somebody say, turn my money loose. It also will manifest as restoration. This is the action of returning things back to its former owner. There's some things that you were in possession of. And because of some trial or some matter that has happened, it's no longer in your possession. Some businesses are no longer in your possession. Some houses are no longer in your possession. Some cars are no longer in your possession. God said, I got you. I'm going to return some things. It's not going to be the same thing, but it's going to be better. And it also means restoration, means to repair. God said, I'm going to fix some things like nobody else but me. You said, God, this can't be done. God said, watch me. I'm going to repair it, and I'm going to fix hearts, and I'm going to fix matters, and I'm going to fix situations, and I'm going to fix your body, and I'm going to repair your organs that have been damaged. God said, I'm going to work a miracle this year. Somebody say, double for my trouble. So God said, if you release the pain, the anger, and the resentment, I have something for you. Spirit of the Lord began to deal. He said, let's make a trade. I trade your anger for double. I trade your pain for double. I trade your resentment for double. God said, I will handle those things, but let's make a trade. The Lord began to deal with me. There's some of you been holding offenses, holding things, holding people because they have not done what you expected them to do, or they said something, or have not been there for you. God said, if you release them tonight, if you release that emotion with it, if you release that individual, I will make an exchange tonight. You didn't realize you were coming into an exchange station, that you came in heavy, praise God, but you're going to leave with the heaviness of God. You're going to leave with the glory. You're going to leave with the double. So God said, this year my people will see retribution. God executing vengeance for wrongdoing. He said, yeah, I am a God of love. But he said, I'm also a gangster. God is a gangster. You go through the scriptures. And you see, God, he's a gangster. When he began to lead the children of Israel out with a cloud, he separated the Egyptians from Israel. The scriptures say he looked through the cloud and vexed them and troubled them and messed with them. God's a gangster. He already delivered them. He knew what he was going to do, but I'm going to mess with you for messing with my children. I'm going to mess with you for messing with my people. I'm going to handle you, but before I handle you, I'm going to mess with you. God's a gangster. Well, the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant and they put it in the temple of their God. God was just messing with the Philistines. They came in and heard it, and they saw their statue on the ground, hands broken, face down. God's a gangster. He gonna handle them, but before I handle you, I'm gonna mess with your mind. I'm gonna mess with you for messing with my people. See, the thing is, I know we're in a time of grace and God loves everybody, but I'm gonna let you know, God's gonna handle some things for people messing with you, because Romans 12:19 said, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath." That's what I've been doing lately. I'm stepping back and letting God handle what needs to handle. Give place unto wrath. See, you need to say, I'm not going to say another thing to you. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to do, I'm not going to handle it. I'm going to let God handle that. I'm going to step back because I don't want to get in the way of God. I don't want what God's getting ready to release on you come hit me. So I'm going to step back and let God deal with you for your attitude. Let God deal with you with your wrongdoing. Let God deal with you for mocking. Let God deal with you for taking stuff that did not belong to you. Give place unto wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, and I will repay," saith the Lord. God's going to handle it. He said, "I will trouble what troubled you. I'm going to trouble your trouble." 2 Thessalonians 1:6-7 says, "Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you." God said, "I'm going to handle them, those individuals that troubled you. I'm going to recompense them. I'm going to handle them." Then it says in the 7th verse, "And you who are troubled, rest with us." Because we know God's going to handle some stuff. God, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how you're going to handle it. God's, we say, rest with us. Bishop and I say, rest with us. God's going to handle things this year. Because God said this is the year of the double. So rest with us. I don't care what popped off today. God said, rest with us. We know what he's going to do. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. God told me to tell someone, he has said enough is enough. I'm coming for who has come for you. That's good. He said, "I'm coming." I'm reminded of the time when I was a child, and I told this story before. I got jumped, and because I had a lot of mouth. I don't know why, where that came from. I had a lot of mouth, saying a whole lot of stuff. Your mama, your aunt, your sister. I said all those people, and later on they came with all their cousins and all, and they called me down from my house and said, "Come on out. My cousin here, that's her mother. My cousin here, that's her aunt." So they came for me. So, you know, me being, you know, I'm going to take my medicine. I'm not going to run from nobody. So I came on down to the crowd. And, you know, and they kicked me and they punched me and they hit me. But I took it. I was outnumbered. Some kind of way my father heard of it. I had no idea at the time to after his death that he was a gangster.
Experience double favor, double blessing, double anointing this year. Bishop Herbert, Dr. Marsha, and Pastor Chandler Bailey will help to ignite your expectation as you believe God for double in 2019. Order this timely three-part series today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for the 2019 New Year's Revival.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.